Hello, welcome to the Monday, April 27th, 2015 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Washington, D.C. Last week, the quantum insert attack that's allegedly being used by the NSA to modify HTTP connection has been discussed at length. Now, this is not actually sort of a new technique. There are some classic hacking tools like Hunt, for example, that can be used to inject data into TCP connections. In order for this attack to work, the attacker has to have already a position within the network where they can observe the TCP traffic in order to get IP addresses, port numbers, and then sequence numbers right. Now, Fox IT wrote about this attack and did summarize some ways how you can detect these TCP spoofing attacks. Essentially, what you will see is you will see duplicate segments with different content. So you'll see the same sequence number, but different content. Whether or not this actually works is a little bit hit or miss. Depends on whether or not the spoofed packet arrives in time to still be used by the victim. Now, Fox IT also states that you should see a change in TTL. I think that's actually not true. Depends on how the tool exactly works that's being used to inject these TCP packets. Because if you can spoof the sequence number correctly, you can also spoof the TTL correctly to match other packets between these two hosts. Best defense, of course, is to use a protocol like HTTPS and then rely on SSL to protect the connection. And while talking about exploits, the WPA supplicant in Android is vulnerable to a remote code execution via a heap buffer overflow. There is a proof of concept available that will crash the WPA supplicant. At this point, I'm not aware of an actual remote code execution exploit being available, but wouldn't expect that to be actually that hard to come up with. The WPA supplicant is used by the Wi-Fi stack on many Linux systems, actually, in order to provide the WPA functionality. However, this vulnerability apparently only affects Android systems, does not affect other versions of WPA supplicant used on common Linux distributions. In particular, interesting here is that the root cause of the vulnerability is actually something I just mentioned today in class, and that's the fact that the SSID, the memory being assigned to the SSID, is hard-coded to 32 bytes. According to the 8.11 specs, the SSID should not exceed 32 bytes. However, it is possible to encode an SSID of up to 255 bytes within the 802.11 frame. And researchers at the National University of Singapore came up with an interesting new use of cache timing inference. Essentially, what this attack is all about is to detect what files a user downloaded in the past based on whether or not they're cached in the browser. This can typically be done with JavaScript. If you know the file name, you basically just time how long it takes to load the particular file. With that, you know whether or not it was loaded from cache or whether the browser had to go out to a website to actually load that file. Now, these researchers used this technique to figure out where a particular user is located. Based on sites you have visited in the past, many of these sites, like for example Google, do load a customized view of themselves depending on where a user is located. So for example, if you go to Google, you typically get the particular country's homepage for Google. What you can do now is you can use these cache attacks in JavaScript to time how long it takes to load various versions of Google's homepage. So for example, style sheets and the like that are used to customize and adapt the Google homepage to a particular country. With that, you can then also deduct which country a particular user is located in. Interesting attack, kind of reminds me a little bit of the Link attack. in older browsers, very essentially, were able to check what websites a particular user visited based on whether or not a link was colored as visited or not. That issue is gone for the most part, but this cache issue, of course, still remains as long as these sites will allow browsers to cache their content. These researchers have tested all major browsers and did try a couple of different locations. Of course, they were themselves located in Singapore, so they did use various proxy services to impersonate different locations. Well, that's it for today. As I mentioned at the beginning, I'm in Washington, D.C. this week. On Tuesday evening, I will give a talk here at 6 p.m. about the Internet of Things and some of the attacks we have seen. If you're interested in attending, please send me an email. We have a couple of spots open here. And if you're interested, I'll send you the details as to the location of the talk. Thanks, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.